We also, when looking at this, we had to consider what it would take to man these systems and what it would take with the manpower within our schools to operate them on a daily basis. We also felt that the Motorola system would require fewer staff members to be actually there at the system for students coming through. And then lastly, we were able to go and see several of these systems in action in a school on a regular school day. And then based on those observations, again, we came to the point that the Motorola system was, again, the most efficient, required fewer people to operate, which created less chance of a soft target of students having to wait outside or wait in the line. And that was how we came to our decision.